Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large number of people took to the skies over the 4th of July weekend, despite predictions of carriers not being able to handle the volume. Nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport security checkpoints Friday, the most since February of 2020. Another 2.2 million were screened Saturday and 2.1 million on Sunday. 464 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend. Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Democrats are reviving their efforts to shut down the Guantanamo Bay detention facility, but their efforts may face an uphill battle in the Senate. House Democrats have advanced legislation seeking to close the facility in Cuba as part of a larger annual defense spending bill leaders are expected to bring to a vote in the full chamber. That should be happening in the coming weeks. Let's get an update on the Brittany Griner Russian incarceration and drug trial in Moscow.
WNBA star Brittany Griner is pleading for her freedom in a letter to the White House. She's been detained in Russia since February after being arrested at an airport in Moscow for having marijuana cartridges. In the letter, the Phoenix Mercury star told President Biden, "I realize you are dealing with so much, but please don't forget about me and the other American detainees." Griner said, "Please do all you can to bring us home." From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial nominee Stacey Abrams has paid out nearly $500,000 for private security through her campaign since December when she launched her second bid for governor. The irony here, Ms. Abrams is a board member of a foundation that wants to eliminate the police and is personally backing an anti-police initiative. She's running for governor of the Peach State in a rematch with Brian Kemp. As America celebrated her birthday Monday, there was a segment of our society that says we shouldn't celebrate our grand experiment. Paris Denard, director of Black Media Affairs for the Republican National Committee, points out on Newsmax that Democrats have inculcated some to think this is a bad country.
You know, this is a Democrat party who is not respecting life. But luckily we have Republicans and conservatives on the Supreme Court who are standing for life. We're standing for the Second Amendment. We're standing for faith in the public square and being allowed to pray on a football field by yourself. These are the things that the Supreme Court recently upheld and did because we had a conservative justices on the Supreme Court, thanks to President Trump, three of them, in fact. And so my message to Americans is that this too shall pass. Elections matter. stay focused on ensuring that we elect conservative Republicans who understand and are willing to fight for the Constitution.
My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, if we're going to do it, we need to understand the truth is absolutely critical, right? Can we agree on that? Forget about this modernistic idea of truth is relative. This is what has gotten us into trouble. I mean, there is absolute truth, ladies and gentlemen, that exists, and we fool ourselves otherwise to accommodate, you know, human foibles. And especially right now, we're talking about Roe v. Wade. At the very foundation of all this misinformation, everything that's going on right now is emotion. And emotion sometimes, or I should say oftentimes, at least in my observation and experience, is it disconnects us from common sense and proper reasoning. I mean, especially case in point, you have a Supreme Court Justice, Sotomayor, says women in the U.S. are 14 times more likely to die today. Now, that's rather an emotional statement. There's no backup there, and this is not the first time that she's done this. She's done this in other cases. I mean, she made a comment about COVID. That you go, what science, what are you talking about? I mean, as a justice, it is so important that you understand the significance and how critical your position as a justice is. You're not here to opine and share your emotions. You're here to call ball and strikes, especially when you do so when you've got the robe on, in my humble opinion. But recklessly, she makes a statement that women are 14 times more likely to die today. And meanwhile, the mainstream media gives her a pass. Nobody asks her a question, says, wait a minute, where is that coming from? Well, Dr. Ingrid Skop is with us to help us, deal with these, with these lies and misinformation and to calm the emotions down as a result of Roe being overturned. Now, and I think even with the language that it was overturned, it was the decision that was overturned. It didn't make, it didn't make abortion illegal in the country. It did trigger in some states the illegality of abortion. That's another issue. But the media and others would want you to believe whole cloth that it has been turned, it has been negated and made illegal right across the board. Dr. Skop, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, because I've been eager to have this conversation to where we can calm the fears and put this in proper perspective.
Thank you, Bill. I am so glad to be part of this very important conversation. You mentioned the statistic that abortion is 14 times safer than childbirth. That is based on a single study that's 10 years old that was performed by very outspoken abortion advocates. They looked at CDC data that right now was 17 to 24 years old. And the study has never been replicated. And there's a good reason why. It cannot be replicated. The data is flawed. It's important for your audience to know that regarding abortion, our country, the federal government, does not mandate any reporting about abortion. Mm-hmm. They do not mandate the number of abortions. They do not mandate abortion complications. And they do not mandate the reporting of abortion-related deaths. Mm-hmm. So what the CDC analyzes is information that comes to them spontaneously through reports, but there is no guarantee that there is any that the stat is complete. It's very poor quality and flawed data.
I still am confused, though. Help me understand this, Dr. Scott. When, you know, she quotes this data that women are 14 times more likely to die today, is that in the abortion process? Is that because they didn't abort their children? I mean, we're not even talking about, the 50%, let's just say 50% of the baby girls that die as a result of abortion, that's set aside. I still can't get my brain to understand what she meant or what this data represents in saying that they're 14 times more likely to die today.
Well, I think she's repeating the talking points from the abortion industry. And as you mentioned, I think the goal is to scare the American people. No one wants to think about a woman who dies in childbirth. And so from a variety of sources, we're being told that these laws are going to keep doctors from caring for women who are at risk from their pregnancies. And it's untrue. But again, she's reporting a statistic that is old. It is flawed. It was, it's very biased, and it's clear what the purpose of that study was, to scare people. No, I've been practicing for almost 30 years. No obstetrician ever walks up to a woman who may have a risky pregnancy and says, we need to abort your desired baby because you're at risk for maternal mortality. That never happens. We have an entire subspecialty of obstetrics called maternal fetal medicine, and the whole purpose of MFM is to care for women who may be at high risk so that she and her baby can make it safely through a pregnancy. That's how a caring society should care for women, and that's how we do in general in the United States care for women.
Dr. Scott, again, put into perspective, I mean, today, based on, and I understand the Guttmacher Institute, a lot of these numbers are estimates. We really don't know for sure. But with your experience, how often is the woman's life in danger during a pregnancy? Do we have an idea?
It's rare. It's much more rare than people think. There are two specific instances, I would say broad categories, where we have concerns. The first is a woman who presents with an ectopic pregnancy. That is a pregnancy that is located outside of the uterus. And that pregnancy, unfortunately, we do not have the technological ability to move it into a safer location. That is a pregnancy that cannot progress to birth, but it can put the woman's life in danger, because as the pregnancy grows in the fallopian tube, it can rupture the fallopian tube and the woman can bleed to death. And even though it occurs only about 2% of the time, it is responsible for about 10% of maternal deaths. So it is very serious. But when that happens, well, specifically, every law restricting abortion in our country right now makes an exception for the life of the woman. So if a pregnancy needs to be ended to save a woman's life, that is allowed in all of the legislation. And many of the laws specifically exempt an ectopic pregnancy. It is included as threatening the life of the woman, so they don't have to specify that, but in many cases they do, just so there'll be no confusion. And yet we see media sources still telling people, oh, doctors don't know if they can treat an ectopic. I'm a doctor in Texas. We obviously are ahead of the curve in restricting abortion. Our law specifically exempts ectopic pregnancy, and yet I still see article after article in Texas saying doctors don't know if they can treat this. Even pro-life OB-GYNs, the American Association of Pro-Life Obstetricians and Gynecologists, acknowledges that when an ectopic is diagnosed, it needs to be treated as soon as possible because it can present a risk to the mother's life. So again, there's no concern there. We can treat those. But they're pretending like this legislation means that we cannot treat it. A second situation that occurs sometimes, usually I'd say this occurs kind of in the middle part of the pregnancy, about mid-second trimester, where perhaps the mother has severe hypertension called preeclampsia.
Dr. Scott, we're coming to a break here. Let's hold on that for just a moment. We'll describe it more on the other side of the break. More from Dr. Ingrid Scott after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
And independent, just the way you like to hear from us, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the whole truth and nothing but when it comes to this whole issue of abortion. We've got to calm down. We've got to get out of the realm of the emotional and be able to reason what is going on and what is the truth behind the latest decision from SCOTUS. Dr. Ingrid Scott is with us. She's the Charlotte Lozier Institute. She's with the Charlotte Lozier Institute. And here to, you know, get the whole truth out on, you know, what is happening. I mean, like I said, the issue of Roe v. Wade started with a big lie. I mean, you talk about the fruit of the poisonous tree, Dr. Scott. I mean, this was so loaded with lies and compromise. And here we are 49 years later, and we're still trying, you know, we're asking questions and not getting the answers more because everybody's protecting their rear end, so to speak. And the damage that they've done to America's women, to the generations, they basically have eliminated an entire generational labor force, and then we wonder why we got more jobs and then we have workers, and we've eliminated them all. It is just amazing what the horrendous decision of Roe v. Wade has done, and it has fulfilled the ambitions of Margaret Sanger and other eugenicists who felt like in their own elitist mindset that, we had too many baskets of deplorables, people that didn't deserve to be breathing the same air, and that the herd need to be culled, so to speak. And here we are 63 million babies later, and 49 years of experience and heartbreak by women. And I believe Dr. Scott, is that what generated this organic response across the country is that you had too much experience by women that said, look, they lied to us. They said that this was inconsequential. It was just excess fatty tissue or cellular growth that, like cancer, that could be eliminated. But yet we're realizing by real life experience that women are suffering heartbreak. They've been suffering heartbreak since abortion, in realizing that this is a real person. This is a baby that they've participated in the killing of. And it's very difficult for them to overcome. And we're not even talking and addressing about the suicidal rate amongst women who have been involved with an abortion.
You're absolutely right. You know, we talked earlier about the flawed CDC data, but when we look at what they call them records linkage studies, where you know every abortion and medical event that has occurred and you know every outcome because you're linking those to very accurate death certificate data. We look at countries like Finland and Denmark. What we discover is exactly what you said. In the year after an abortion, a woman is 2 to 3 times as likely to die of any cause. She is 6 times as likely to commit suicide, 4 times as likely to die an accidental death, and over 10 times as likely to be killed, probably by her domestic partner. So the deaths of despair, the substance abuse, the anxiety, depression, self-harm, those types of deaths and injuries to women, I mean, for every woman that dies of that, just think it, like you said, how many women have a permanent wound in their soul from this action? And the abortion industry is not talking about that at all. In fact, they're creating flawed studies again to try to prove that abortion is not injurious to women. But when we use our common sense, we say, there's got to be some women for whom this is devastating.
Exactly.
And getting back to the fear tactics that we're seeing, the same thing happened prior to Roe. The American public were told that 5 to 10,000 women were dying yearly from sepsis, from illegal abortions. That was a lie. And since that time, people associated with the abortion industry who've become pro-life, like Bernard Nathanson, have told us that that was a lie. The CDC in 1972 documented only 65 deaths from both legal and illegal abortions. So it was already much safer due to surgical techniques improving, anesthesia, antibiotics, and the fact that in almost every situation, it was a physician performing the abortion. They were just doing it illegally. Mm-hmm. Today, we're seeing something similar. We're seeing the abortion industry promote chemical or medical abortion pills to women in these states where it's now being restricted. They're promoting it online without any medical supervision, without a doctor to find out how far along the woman is or if she has an ectopic pregnancy. It doesn't work on an ectopic pregnancy, but they don't seem to care. Those women are at much higher risk to die from a ruptured ectopic because they'll assume that the pain and bleeding they're experiencing are a sign that the pill is working, rather than a sign that their life is in danger. So it's interesting because they make a lot of noise about how they're concerned about women when in reality, they're promoting the most unsafe abortions to women right now through these unsupervised chemical abortion pills through the mail.
That's what shocks me, frankly, because you hear them talk so often about women's health care. How irresponsible. How can you consider this to be women's health care? You're sending via mail a mail order abortion pill, and here women in the privacy of their own apartments or their homes or wherever they're at taking the pill, I don't understand the industry. I don't understand even the medical profession that they could somehow, I guess endorse or just approve in some sort of even passive manner that this would be acceptable.
Well, I think you're right. I think there many physicians aren't aware of what's going on. They're busy. They're doing their day-to-day, care for patients. Mm-hmm. But also, I think that there's a social engineering component behind a lot of this that is
not appropriate
to be discussed by medical organizations, and yet you see so many of them. Backing up to before the break, I just wanted to finish the statement that if a woman has a pregnancy that is threatening her life, and it's maybe we don't know if the baby can survive. I mean, if the baby can survive, then the goal is obvious. Separate her from the baby. Any obstetrician can do that by induced vaginal delivery or C-section, and say to the baby if you can. But even if it's a gray area, maybe she has preterm rupture of membranes and we're worried that she's going to get an infection and we need to separate them, we can still do it by an induction and treat the baby with respect. We do not have to send her to an abortionist for a DNE dismemberment abortion.
Exactly.
To destroy the baby in order to save the mother, we never have to do that. So it's not necessary medical care. We can always care for a woman who's in distress from her pregnancy without intentionally killing her baby. And that's what an abortion is. It's the intentional death of the fetus. Abortion can increase women's risk. We talked about the mental health, which, of course, is huge. But a surgical abortion can cause her to have scarring in her uterus that in the subsequent pregnancy can lead to an abnormal placental attachment. Maybe it's too loosely attached and it separates early. It's called an abruption. Maybe it's too tightly attached and it can't be separated at the time of delivery, leading to catastrophic hemorrhage. That's called a placenta accreta. So we're seeing increasing numbers of those. We know good studies show us that a woman is more likely to deliver prematurely after an abortion because sometimes her cervix has been damaged by the abortion and it can't hold in a pregnancy. So her subsequent children can suffer. She can suffer because the medical interventions that we use to try to stop preterm labor have significant toxicity. They can threaten a woman's life just by virtue of what we're trying to do to save her baby. So there's so much built into this that can harm women. And again, going back to our very faulty, incomplete data, we have no way of documenting that, but we know it can happen.
Well, I think it starts with a perspective. What is this all about? Is this really health care for the woman and the baby, or is this just about making money? And every time we subordinate the health of a person for the sake of the Benjamin, so to speak, it's flawed. And the consequences that come along with that poor choice are absolutely devastating. And 49 years of experience, I think, has made it quite clear. Don't you, Dr. Ingrid Scott?
I think it's quite clear that we need to be protecting women and their unborn children.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Ingrid Scott of Charlotte Lozier Institute has been with us. Dr. Scott, appreciate all the information. Look forward to having you back. You take care.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A large number of people took to the skies over the 4th of July weekend, despite predictions of carriers not being able to handle the volume. Nearly 2.5 million people passed through airport security checkpoints Friday, the most since February of 2020. Another 2.2 million were screened Saturday and 2.1 million on Sunday. 464 flights were canceled over the holiday weekend. Two Philadelphia area police officers were injured in a shooting that took place as tens of thousands of people celebrated 4th of July by congregating for fireworks and live music Monday near the city's famed Museum of Art. It's unclear where the gunfire originated and could have been ricochets or celebratory gunfire, according to police. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Well, I'll tell you, I'm so grateful for Dr. Ingrid Scott to come on and, you know, lay out the truth here. I mean, as an OBGYN, a doctor with all this experience, you know, telling the truth about what's going on, because the whole issue of Roe has been so emotionalized. It's causing people to do things that normally they wouldn't do if they had the knowledge and awareness exactly of what's going on. You know, the media wants everybody to believe that, you know, the decision by the Supreme Court was to, you know, negate Roe v. Wade. Not at all. In fact, it really empowered the states where it needed to be all along. And there's been enough, debate and reasoning amongst, you know, judges, Supreme Court judges, in knowing and understanding how flawed the decision of Roe v. Wade was to begin with. The result thereof was the death of in excess of 63 million babies and counting. We're not even talking about those that are getting the mail order, abortion pills, you know, which is, to me, is so dangerous. I mean, it shudders me. I don't know how you respond to that, but it's quite scary to think that, you know, you could have a loved one, a daughter, a wife, you know, maybe unbeknownst to most men, not even knowing that they're taking this pill and putting their, you know, their very life at risk. You know, they're not even, you know, being observed by a doctor. They're just doing this on their own. I mean, to me, that's a bit reckless and scary, you know, the way this is all going down. But, you know, prayerfully, real reason will prevail over this, and the truth will prevail. We'll get out of the realm of emotion, and as Dr. Scott said, that we will consider real health care for women, as opposed to a propagandized idea of health care for women that makes it into a business and a lot of money going to an entity that wants to solve our own, you know, convenient needs So it's easier for us to get rid of the problem. We see, you know, childhood as a problem, and that we should, you know, get rid of the child and, you know, move on with our lives because we're going to be so much better. But I believe that this is why this groundswell has taken place across the country, is the women are realizing the truth of that, flawed idea. Dan Perkins is with us right now. Dan, of course, is a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, syndicated radio host. I say, of course, because he's been on with us so many times that, people know and love Dan Perkins so much, and it's always great to have him on with us. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. It's actually been years, not times. It's been years.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we've been joined at the hip for many years here, no doubt, to be able to talk about these important issues, and always appreciate your perspective. I mean, your most recent commentary here breaks this down, because people have asked this question, you know, from the very beginning. Why should the United States be involved, you know, with the with Russia and Ukraine?
Well, that's a good question. In the commentary that is now available on Cash Daily and on my website, danperkins.guru, but I was amazed. It went out on the 4th of July evening, and I woke up this morning and Cash Daily had already published it. So it's an interesting story. I've had people already tell me, I hadn't thought about this whole idea of substitute army, mercenaries.
Yes.
And what we're paying for it, just like the British government did when they hired the Hessian soldiers in the Revolutionary War, which George Washington defeated when he crossed the Delaware on that snowy Christmas day. So there, the numbers, the background research, the numbers are kind of interesting. We've already, between the United States and NATO, since February, we've already authorized or spent close to $85 billion and more to come. I just look at it and say, then I started looking, and Russia has the third largest army in the world, and their budget is about $66 billion a year, and we've already spent 80-some billion in Ukraine since February. And we've got a situation where, in my opinion, with a debacle that we had coming out of Afghanistan, there was no way that Joe Biden was going to be able to convince the American people, and the polling data shows that less than 12% would support sending troops into Afghanistan. He has no credibility there.
But sending troops
employees in the right. With NATO countries on the borders and thereabouts to create a fighting force, some of the best we have, 101st Airborne and others, sitting there in those countries. And NATO has somewhat decided that they're going to provide some potential military support. They are providing billions of dollars of military hardware support. And I have this terrible fear, as I said in the closing part of the article. He's only got 12% support for sending troops there. But as we get through the midterms and we turn the corner into this beginning of the presidential campaign starting in 2023, I think, as I said at the very end, I think he's going to try to convince the American voter that we need to send American troops back into harm's way and to defeat the evil Russians. And he's the guy to do it. And because he's going to spend so much time making sure that we do it as best, as safe as we can, he won't be in a position to do a lot of campaigning.
There's a lot there, but first of all, let's address the issue of Joe Biden's competence. What kind of confidence do you have that Joe Biden, as the commander in chief, could conduct a war to win against the Russians?
Well, that's an excellent question, and I mean no disrespect because you always ask me great questions. The question is almost irrelevant. And the reason why I say it's irrelevant, because he thinks he does. Whether or not the people agree with him or not, he's the president, and he thinks he has the ability to lead the troops into battle, no matter what the American people say.
I mean, this guy has messed up this whole deal from day one. I mean, the Russians, for over a year, were staging a force along the border. Did they think they were just coming to a s'mores party and they were just going to all just sit around barbecues and have s'mores and share it with the Ukrainians, you know, after already getting noticed by Putin himself saying, here's my manifesto, here's what I'm going to do. And they sat on that information for over a year, Dan Perkins. And now here we are. We're so mired and locked down in this deal. I mean, you've already said we're spending $80 billion combined effort, over $80 billion, to help the Ukrainians. Russians' budget is six. Yes. Oh, in 1 month. Okay. And for the Russians, they've got a $60 billion budget annually. You know, to fight this war, right, for a year. Okay. And what's happening is you've got, at least 20% of the Ukrainians now that have been displaced, and their country is being shelled to smithereens. And, you know, and now the question keeps coming up is that what happens? I mean, can the world afford, you know, a loss here with Ukraine? Is it acceptable for the United States and the world for Russia to take over Ukraine?
That's a great question. That's a really, really good question. I think that Europe would say yes. NATO would say yes. I think there are people in the U.S. government who would clearly say yes. And I don't know for sure. I know where Joe Biden is today.
I'm not sure Joe Biden knows where he is today, just as a sidebar. Dan Perkins is with us. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dan after this. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no, Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know what Danny Gokey reminds us in not losing hope is you got to know, you know, who you're betting on. You know, what is the foundation of your hope? Certainly, it's not our government right now. I believe the American people have lost confidence. I mean, if we could have a vote of no confidence on this administration right now, this would go a long way in solving some of the problems, because this administration is hell-bent on destroying our economy, bringing us to our knees, Dan Perkins. And of course, you know, the president and his other acolytes made it clear this past week, heading into our birthday, our national birthday, and telling us that, hey, get ready, we've got the new world, the left's new world order. I mean, you know, the liberal, you know, left new world order is what they're pronouncing. What does that mean? I mean, that's more of that stuff that, you know, Barack Obama offered to us, and, you know, saying that we were going to have the fundamental transformation of this country. It's all one and the same. It's the same Trojan horse that they're presenting. And this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is who we elected as president of the United States. Like it or not, forget it. We can have all the controversy we want. Count the votes, didn't count the votes, whatever. He is. He is the resident there in the Oval Office. And we're in a lot of pain here in River City. But this is what happens when an activated, you know, population is deactivated, and we end up getting captured by these elites that want us to believe that they're so much smarter than us. I mean, they're so much smarter than us, they keep trying to litigate this deal with Donald Trump. I mean, it's like we're going through the third iteration of an impeachment that is so one-sided and biased. I mean, even to the point that, you know, the charming gal that they lauded, you know, and they brought before, they had the special committee meeting hearing, you know, because she had so much new information early on. I mean, you're pulling up these emails that referred to the committee hearings as, you know, being a bunch of BS. Right. But now she's got all sorts of credibility, allegedly, until, you know, you know, her statements are challenged by the people who were there, not hearsay, but the people who are actually there saying that didn't happen. So, but, you know, the Democrats and Adam Schiff, I mean, they're long on narrative and make-believe stories that want to whip up the base and continue to raise money. I mean, this is all a fundraiser ploy for them, isn't it?
Sure. And it is a grievous insult to the American people that they would put somebody on in a congressional hearing, a monkey trial, who testifies based on hearsay and give her the kind of credibility. I mean, you know who it reminded me of? Ms. Ford, who testified against Kavanaugh at his hearing. All hearsay.
Yes, right, exactly.
No
evidence. Yes. Yeah.
They have such disregard for the American people that they expect the American people, when they find out that this woman is testifying to what she heard, and to think that the American people would give her a pass and believe her hearsay over the facts. And then when the FBI agents came out and said, no, she's not telling the truth, because we were there. Did they apologize? Did they make any questions about, well, we'll look into it? No. They went on. They just went past it. They ignored the fact
that
they were lying to the American people, and that this was not credible in the way it was done. It was done for show purposes. But there are a number of people, still a number of people, who will believe that what they heard from this woman in this hearing was of value.
Yes.
Was of no value.
We see that. And that's what divides us, because we've abandoned law and order, the rule of law. We've abandoned how, you know, these kind of things need to be conducted. I mean, this goes back. I mean, I interviewed Jeff Shepard. He was, one of the attorneys on the Nixon staff. And here he is all these years. He realized that he was in a crash of sorts. I mean, they got overwhelmed. They were tsunamied by, I think at the time, 17 Democratic lawyers that had no interest whatsoever in the rule of law. Their interest was, we need to get Nixon out of there. And they did. This is the Nixon Conspiracy, a book that he has written. And I said, Jeff, what you're laying out here in this roadmap that the Democrats did, this is consistent. This is exactly the same thing that they've been doing with Trump. He goes, that's the point. They haven't abandoned anything. It's no different. They divide and conquer. And so now they've divided the country in such a way with innuendo and narrative. Adam Schiff, the rest of them make up these stories on whole cloth. And these guys, the thing is that amazes me, these are attorneys. Adam Schiff is an attorney. He needs to be disbarred for the abuse that he has thrust upon the American people, the abuse of his office, and as, you know, as a lawyer. He has no business, you know, having any kind of place and position to upend and disunify this country. I mean, shame on Liz Cheney, on Kissinger, and the rest of them. Look, I get it. Okay, you don't like somebody, but you cannot abandon the rule of law. You cannot do that just because you hate somebody and you don't like their political views. So you find a way to put them in jail, make them political prisoners. You know, we talked to another political prisoner, you know, Jake Lang, who's been in prison since 21. His court case isn't coming up until 23. He's in solitary confinement, Dan.
Unbelievable.
22 hours. Unbelievable.
I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to go back. We have to go back. What we are seeing in the streets and in our cities, with the total disrespect for life and law and order and authority, is the result of the original Roe versus Wade, and, in my opinion, the government taking fathers out of households, especially in the inner city.
Exactly.
And so we are paying a dear price today when people are willing to get rid of the police, the people are willing to kill children even after they're born, We have lost our respect for the rule of law, the police law authority, and for other people. And and we are paying that price. And it's taken a number of decades for it to come home to roost, but it's coming home to roost. And we're trying to figure out how to deal with it.
Dan Perkins, first of all, you got to identify who the enemy is. I mean, what party is promoting this? I mean, really, I mean, you know, some people are like, well, it happens on both sides, it's bipartisan. No, come on. You know, the vanguard of all this is one party, as it has been, you know, going back to slavery and everything else that seems to be anti-American. You can see the roots in one party. And what is that party?
Democrats.
Yeah.
And yet we have 39% of the American Democratic Party and the country think that Joe Biden's doing a great job. 39. Yet 85% of the country voters, including Democrats at 73%, say the economy is going in the wrong direction. The country's going in the wrong direction. So how do you put those?
Right.
Those two numbers don't match. How can we have 39% of the people support what Joe Biden is doing and 85% of the people saying that the country's in deep trouble? I mean, does it make any sense? So
it's the question. It's how they're phrasing the question. You know, that's what they do, Dan. You know, we don't get it unless you see what the question is, how it's asked. And then when you understand what the question was, how they asked it, then you go, oh, okay, I understand the differential. The fact of the matter is I will go with 85%. That number is a wrong number saying that we are on the wrong track. Okay, so what is the right track? And right now the Democrats are in power. Are they doing anything whatsoever to get us back on track? We talk about energy. I mean, to me, it's a simple solution. I mean, a fifth grader could figure out this real quick. You know, it's like, hey, you don't have enough. You don't have gas. You need gas. Okay, well, you know, let's go back and do what we were doing before when we had plenty of gas and we were energy independent instead of going to countries begging for oil. And, right. You know, and they're kind of laughing at us. And you got Joe Biden, of all people, who's the poster child of anti-fuel, going to these, these nations. And even Macron tells them, good luck, buddy. You better go pound fish, man. It ain't happening. You know, go pound sand. They already see you coming. They're laughing at you. You're not going to get anything from them.
No, no. But why should they? I mean, they've got close to an all-time, recently an all-time high for the price of crude oil. The coffers of these Middle Eastern nations are just exploding, including Russia.
Exactly. Hey,
what's happening?
Hey, well, they can continue to buy up more, golfing pros, and you know, start up new organizations. I don't know. Maybe we'll get something in bowling or something. I don't know. Whatever, they're going to have so much stupid money available to them. And maybe they'll start competing with Bill Gates for farmland. What do you think?
There you go. That could happen.
Hey, just saying, anything could happen right now. I mean, America has lost its mind, and we're unhinged, and this is why we're on the wrong track. Common sense has left the building, Dan Perkins, and here we are, you know, having to suffer the consequences. Thank you very much, really. And you got to say it's Joe Biden. It is not Putin, it's Joe Biden, full stop. Dan Perkins, you're awesome. Thank you, pal. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my
friend. First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of external...